Hello?
Oh, hi, Johnny. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Jenna.
Hi. Sorry, I can't believe it says potential spam when we call. We use a VoIP phone system, so I never
weird.
Know. Yeah, it's
still
super weird.
It still says. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I know on my phone when I have the spam blocker on there, sometimes it's legitimate calls that call me and they come up as spam, and I don't know how the cell phone provider designated it. Yeah, but it happens. Not that often, but once in a while.
I wonder if I'm hanging up on a bunch of customers.
Oh, potentially, yeah. If you do it, if you just don't even say anything and just hang up automatically, it could be.
I'm so sick of these spam callers. Did you get your card, your Flex card, or did you get your, are you on Medicare, or, hey, did you, whatever. I am so sick of this, ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And then, like I left you that message, is that I can't believe it. Somebody went through all my accounts, my credit cards, everything, and they charge a bunch of stuff throughout everywhere, California, Texas. I don't know where these people come from, and I don't know how they do it, but they really screwed me up really bad.
It sounds to me if it was more than one account, they got a hold of multiple accounts and charged up everything, it sounds to me like somebody might have hacked into your computer or even your cell phone. You know how we have all of our banking logins and everything on our cell phones and on our computer? It sounds to me like you could have gotten hacked that way, because if it was like one fraudulent card, it would be easier to say, okay, well, I use this card at X amount of places, right? But since it sounds like you had multiple accounts, that's terrible.
Yep.
That happened to my dad, actually, and he had to make a police report and go to the FBI, and they tracked it back to someone in Lima, Peru.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do that because I got a feeling it's my neighbor. I hate to say that. My neighbor, is for some reason, why they don't want us, my wife and I, there. I'm 60 years old. I'm not out to bother people.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do is create a living enough to make my wife and I, you know, relax. But for some reason, they're doing all kinds of weird stuff that makes no one would believe us if I said it. I mean, no one would believe us. The weird things they do, the chemicals that come through that, I just don't understand it. My BP has gone up to 100 to 200 over 190 something, and it's ridiculous how high my blood pressure can get up.
Yeah, that's terrible. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I would report it because that way, I think the banks will investigate it, and eventually when they find out it was fraudulent, you'll get the money back. You know what I mean? But with the, but sometimes it takes time, and that's, you know, hard to have to live without the money in the meantime, you know? So.
Yeah.
But the good news on this end is that if you want to discontinue your account, you're catching it in time where it's just $39 past due because, you know, it's not going to hit that second payment until, the 6th of May.
Yeah.
So we're catching it in time. Are you able to take care of that now, or did you need a little bit of time?
I'm going to need a little bit of time on that. Not only that, I got to catch up on my funds, which, you know, things have not been going great for work in the first place already as it is.
Okay.
I mean, I'm working for $15 an hour now, so just to, you know.
Oh, I hear you. So, what I would say is get it done no later than May 3rd because that's three business days of the May 6th payment, and that way we can, you know, settle it and cancel it out before you have any further charges, okay?
All right, that's great.
Sounds good, yeah. And I'll help you out a little bit by $10 on that rather than $39. I'll put you into the corporate hosting of $29. I know it's not a big difference, but at least it'll help you out a little bit. You know what I mean?
If you could, would you be able to let me know how you said your dad went through this?
Yeah, he went through it, but his was a little bit different because it wasn't random. So what happened was he received an email that said, your Microsoft payment for $333, you know, didn't go through and please call as soon as possible. And he thought, I didn't, you know, order anything for $333 through Microsoft. So he called and it was some guy on the phone that was, you know, we found out later he was in Lima, Peru, but he was impersonating a Microsoft employee. And he said, yeah, they're trying to process this. And there's a, and my dad said, I didn't order anything from Microsoft. And he said, oh, in that case, I have to cancel it. So what's your bank information so I can cancel it? So I was asking him for the bank information to cancel it. And then he did this very shady thing where he said, oops, I think I'm going to get fired. This is terrible.
Oh, my God. I've seen that on TV.
Yeah, and he said, he said to my dad, rather than typing in $333, I typed in $33,333. I put the decimal point in the wrong place, and now you have that credit that's coming back to you that's $30,000 over what I was supposed to give you, and I'm going to get fired. And he said, but if you would just go in and wire that back to me, then I'm not going to get in trouble. You know, just, you know, do the 30,000 because then you get your 333 credit and we get, you know, the mistake will be fixed. And so next minute, this guy said, here, I'll help you do it. I'll help, let's do a screen share on your computer.
Yep.
My dad is 82 years old. So, you know, he didn't think anything of it. Next minute, this guy in Lima, Peru is screen sharing in his computer and has access to everything. And he said, that guy said, after my dad got frustrated, he said, look, hopefully you have all you need, but I've been on the phone for 2 hours now. I have to get off. I'm tired. And he said, oh, just leave your computer on. I can finish up on this end. Don't shut your computer off. And that's where my dad got upset with him. He said, look, in 30 years, I've never left my computer on at night, and I'm not going to leave it on tonight either. So I'm sorry I can't help you. I'm going to bed. And he shut his computer off. But thank goodness he did, because if he didn't, he would have woke up in the morning and everything would have been drained. You know what I mean? So
Have you ever... There's a movie called Beekeeper with Jason Statham.
No, I'm going to have to watch it. It's called Beekeeper?
It does exactly what you just said. Exactly.
Wow.
It's an exact duplicate of what you just said. They did that to an older woman. She was sharing accounts with, taking care of corporate accounts and fundraisers and stuff, and they wiped her out like that. Did exactly what you just said to me. That is weird.
I'm going to tell my dad to watch that movie. He had to unfortunately learn the hard way, and the thing that's bad for him is when he was advised to go to the police department and go to the FBI and report it, they you know, tracked it back to Lima, Peru. But the bank said, we can't help you with the $30,000 that you wire transferred him because you initiated that. You know, it wasn't the bank's fault because he let this guy into the computer. He, you know, believed he was a Microsoft employee, you know, and I told my dad, if you ever get an email like that, don't call the number on the email. Like, just look it up yourself and call Microsoft. Yeah. And he said, but in hindsight, I should have just done nothing because, like, I hadn't ordered anything from them. So he said, I should have just not even called because that was, like, all fake. Nobody was trying to charge him anything. It was just a scare tactic to get him to call in, you know?
So
but thank you for telling me about that movie. I'm gonna definitely have him watch it. You know,
the Beekeeper.
They tried to get him another time. He called me at work one morning and he was all upset because he lives in Chicago, and he said, Tina, is Luke okay? That's my son's name. And I said, you know, I just left for work, you know, half hour ago, and he was laying in bed sleeping. Everything's fine. He's like, oh my gosh. He goes, I just got a call. Hi, Grandpa. This is your grandson, and I'm in jail, and I need $500 to get out.
Oh, Lord.
And whatever you do, don't tell Mom. And he said that's where it got kind of suspicious to him when he said, don't tell Mom, you know?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and he goes, you don't sound like my grandson, you know, and he didn't say his name. He just said, this is your grandson, and, you know, I'm only one call, and I need to, yeah. So luckily he called me, and I told him, no, that's a fake. Don't send them any money, you know.
It's ridiculous.
It's so scary, yeah. I almost had that, too. I got a text saying that, you know, there was some package that was trying to be delivered, and I had to click on something to get it, and I almost did it, and then I thought, wait a minute. I didn't order any package like that, so I just deleted it, you know. I'm like, yeah, it's so funny. They use every single tactic they can, you know. So
yeah. Well, it's getting here and more criminalized through computers more than ever now. It's just crazy.
It's what they can crazy. See. Yeah, it really is. So yeah, that's why, you know. With screen sharing, that he should have never let that guy into his computer.
Yeah,
but he didn't know. He thought it was Microsoft, you know. So.
Yeah, I did that early. 10 years ago, I found that out. Screen sharing, they did that to me too.
I wonder, if your neighbors aren't good people, if they have a way to hack it or something. I mean, who knows what people do, but yeah.
You can't imagine the sneaky things they can do. I don't understand how they can get, they can get a chemical. It smells like, it'll smell like dog shit one hour, and then the next minute, there'll be bleach. And it's not coming from, it'll be bleach, then chlorine, and then it'll be weed, and then, it'll be like a chemical that will make our heart palpitate a lot, and then get instant migraines. Our vision will get blurry, and then all of a sudden, it's like they've displaced oxygen, and we breathe something else in, which is really hard on our lungs.
Yeah,
if people.
If I had neighbors doing that, I would probably go get one of those N95 masks that they were recommending during COVID. And at least wear it when, I mean, you're not always going to catch it. They could be blowing something in the air that you don't catch, but if something smells suspicious, at least, but it didn't seem to help, huh?
Yeah, we didn't realize the other day why our smoke alarms were, our carbon monoxide smoke alarms was beeping like once every couple minutes. It beeped like every 30 seconds, beep, and then beep. I'll change the batteries, okay. And then it'll do it again. I'm thinking, what's going on? And then realize it stopped after a while, and that's during that time I noticed something was in the air making my ears. It was feel like I was going up in the plane, you know, or going up a mountain. Your ears get plugged.
Yep, the pressure.
I started getting that. And then the beeping stopped, and then my ears were clearing up. And whatever it is, they're not trying to be nice. They're really, really trying to hurt people.
Anybody
can do, because they have no proof. We've got a pure air purifier in our place, and it goes, I've been taking pictures, video of the air purifier. It says it's down 50% pure oxygen. What more proof do you need? Well, then they got the fire department. We don't test it. We don't got anything. We can't find anything. There's nothing here. Well, they're turning it off. They're turning it on. Something's not right. Well, there's nothing we can do again.
Mm-hmm. And that's frustrating when you go to authorities and there's nothing and it almost feels like they don't believe you, you know?
It's really, they won't even check. They won't say, excuse me, can we check your apartment? They won't even check. We've tried to talk to our neighbor, nice, won't work. They don't want to talk to us. We tried to set a meeting through the management. They don't want to talk to us. It's kind of like, what did we do? They just don't want us there. We can hear late at night, they'll bang on the walls. This is my house. What the fuck? This is my house.
Yeah, they could be on drugs or something, or maybe they're making meth over there or something, and they want to get you out, you know, so that they I wanted to tell you, in the meantime, until your bank gets stripped out, if they tell you, if you start getting new credit cards or new debit cards. What you can do in the meantime is if you order anything online, you could go to like Walmart or 7-Eleven and buy one of those prepaid Visas and just put cash on it. That way those hackers don't have access to your actual Visa. You know, if you don't store it online anywhere, they probably can't get it. Yeah, so that's what I tell sometimes people that have a lot of identity theft and what have you. I'll always tell them, just use those prepaid Visas in the meantime. And I think there's one called Green Dot that you could actually reload it. So it could become like your actual credit card. But every time you want to buy something, you just go reload it yourself. And then you can kind of keep, kind of manage the money a little bit better, you know, than just, you know, someone just trying to hack into it. Because let's say you put $200 on it. If someone did hack it, that's all they could get is $200. They can't get into your full, you know, your full account. You know what I mean?
We're going to get those little protection deals. They say they protect the credit cards, those little protection.
Oh, those RDIF readers where they like, you put it in like a sleeve and it protects it from being like, yeah, that's probably a good idea too. I didn't think about that. But yeah, most wallets these days have that built in now. So that's good.
Yeah. We're gonna see if we can get things back on the road, God willing, soon, because I gotta get something. I can't be doing this $15 an hour using my tools. This is ridiculous. I'm not making
If you're trying to keep your business going in the meantime, what I would recommend is rather than, you know, paying the $29 and canceling, which means your website would come down, is maybe just bare minimum keep the website up and running so that if somebody were to need your service, they can find you. And what I can do if you want to go that route is once you pay, I'll push the next billing out 30 days. That way you wouldn't have two payments close together, right? So let's say you couldn't pay until May 3rd, you would then be paid in full until June 3rd. So you wouldn't have to worry about that May 6th payment. I can do that once the account's settled. So.
Okay.
But we can talk about that, when you're able to, you know, do it. And either way, I helped you out by that $10. So if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up in a week or so. But of course.
Do that, like Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get the card soon. It should be in the mail today or tomorrow. It's got to be in there.
Okay. On Monday. Okay. I'll follow up with you on Monday. No
it's already,
problem.
I've already been ordered the cards like a week ago, so they should be in.
Okay, yeah, that's frustrating to have to wait. And I was without my card once, and the bank said, okay, we'll send you a new one. And I called back, how long is it going to, 7 to 10 days. I'm like, well, can't you rush it? I need it sooner. Yeah. Well, we could have rushed it, but we already sent it. So now I was like, well, why would you like send it regular when you knew it was an emergency? And
I already went through that. I just went through that with them. Yep.
Yeah. It's like they have no common sense, you know, but you would think they would say, you have access to nothing.
At least ask everybody, you know, ask.
Yes, at least ask. Yeah, because if they're calling in, especially someone like you where everything was hacked, they're going to need access to at least one of them, you know, at least say we can overnight this one, but the other ones will be there in 7 to 10 days, you know, something. But go figure. But okay, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your day too, okay?
I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Take care.
I will. You too. Thank you, Johnny. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.